From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama has offered assurances that the United States government will do all it can to protect the nation. The president has also ordered a review of U.S. travel safety procedures, including the system used to identify potentially dangerous individuals. Mr. Obama promised to track down anyone linked to the Christmas Day terror incident aboard a Northwest Airlines flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. A group calling itself Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has claimed responsibility. A Nigerian passenger who says he was trained by the group is charged in the incident. Canadian officials have taken steps to beef up airline security. Most carry-on luggage will be banned. Air Transport Canada spokeswoman Deborah Baxter says air travelers headed for the U.S. can only carry on certain items.
Exceptions include medication, medical devices, small purses, cameras, coats, items that are required for the care of infants or small children, laptop computers.
Canadian officials say the measures are expected to remain in place for at least several days. President Obama has strongly condemned the Iranian government for its deadly crackdown on opposition protesters. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says the world has watched the Iranian protesters with deep admiration for their courage and commitment. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested, and several have been reported killed. Mr. Obama warned that efforts by the Iranian government to suppress the demonstrators will not silence their aspirations.
Along with all free nations, the United States stands with those who seek their universal rights. We call upon the Iranian government to abide by the international obligations that it has to respect the rights of its own people.
Mr. Obama drew criticism last summer for not speaking up more forcefully on behalf of Iran's anti-government protesters. At the time, he said he worried the appearance of U.S. support for the opposition would only empower the government. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Two men were married in Argentina on Monday in what was believed to be Latin America's first same-sex marriage. Richard Reynolds has this report from Buenos Aires.
The path of the altar was not an easy one. Last month, a lower court judge in Buenos Aires cleared the way for the marriage by dismissing Argentina's marriage laws as unconstitutional. But then the couple couldn't find an official in Buenos Aires who would actually agree to marry them. In the end, the two traveled 1,500 miles to the far south of Argentina, where they were able to get married. In much of the commentary in Argentine media, the idea of same-sex marriage is still considered scandalous, and in general, homosexuality is frowned upon. In many Latin American countries, it remains illegal, although Mexico City also enacted legislation permitting same-sex unions last week. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is up nearly 7 points. This is NPR News. A suicide bomber struck a procession in Karachi, Pakistan, Monday, killing at least 30 people and wounding dozens more, touching off protests by angry Shiites. The attacker detonated explosives at the start of a procession marking a key Shiite Muslim holy day. A group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but Pakistan's interior minister blames groups trying to cause sectarian clashes and destabilize the country. A roundup of wild horses began on Monday in Nevada, despite protests from animal rights activists. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
The Bureau of Land Management wants to corral roughly 2,500 Mustangs over the next 2 months. The agency says the area where they roam in northern Nevada is overpopulated and could become unlivable if the horses are not removed. Two hired helicopters are flying overhead and herding the horses into corrals. From there, the Mustangs are being trucked more than 200 miles for immunizations and veterinary care. Then they'll be put up for adoption or taken to the Midwest and put in long-term holding pens. Animal rights activists tried to stop the roundup, saying it's cruel and stressful. A judge turned down their request, so the opponents protested Sunday near Las Vegas and say they will demonstrate on Wednesday in San Francisco, Chicago, and Denver in hopes of persuading Congress to put a moratorium on the Mustang roundups. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Again in stocks, Tokyo's Nikkei index is up nearly 7 points. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 26 points. The Nasdaq gained 5. The S&P 500 was up a single point. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.